are the only audience I crave. As I hear you breathing gently, not far away in this darkened room, I know that no previous listener has mattered. All brief encounters are dead, like brain cells. A 2-second silence. Maybe you should be sitting under a black muslin shroud, rigid, wrist tendons taut, enthroned at the room's dead center. In the meantime, my spreading sound waves are blotted forever by the upholstery. Yet surely you should be spotlit from below, using the deep red tinge of the spectrum. Blood tones for your high cheekbones. Then I might see the involuntary movements of your mouth, the trembling of the veil. You're a lovely, fraudulent mystery. Relax. I can't move quickly. I lope around the dark edges of the room, a dark mass on your perimeter. Just howling, muttering, murmuring, dying in dumb show. The oldest dance in my book. This must not degenerate into a seance. When I hear the single syllable of your name, the resonating call sign encoded in this message, I want to hear it from my lips, not from some planted stand-in with a plastic mouthpiece loitering behind the blood-black drapes. And I want to hear my name on your lips, not thrown back at me by some trick acoustic. No need for applause. You'd alarm me. This smoking darkness with its stabs of light is enough. I'll just keep my distance, orbiting around you like a suicide moth. So please don't turn your back. Just let me move around and 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 around.